News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Monday. It's time for a little online chat here. Got Tasca King in the house talking about ADX Digital Communications and all the ways your business can use digital to market your business.
Good morning.
Expand that client base.
That's right.
Make them more money.
Learn about who is checking you out.
Yes.
We've got some new products.
Hey, okay, well, let's talk about it. Let's let people know how they can take advantage of some of these offerings.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to mention that we do have access to provide you with several different types of reports. And those reports can teach you about who's coming into your business. Sometimes they're demographics, just different things about the people who are coming into your place of business. So we have several different reports. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about those reports, but if you want to learn about what reports we can run, usually we can pull data for the past 30 days of people that have come into your business.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's very amazing. And then, but the reason I wanted to bring that up is we have some of these reports that are, they're free of charge to you just to help you learn about the people that are walking in your business. Now, we also have a new product. And it gives you even more information. This is more about the people that are coming to your website.
Oh.
And learn about the people that are coming to your website and how much time are they spending there and what are they looking at and what are they researching and how can we get to those people. And we have a new product that is called Website Visitor ID. So if you want to learn about the people who are Googling you, who are coming to your website and not doing anything, let's sit down and have a chat and look at this new product and go over how it works and how it's going to work for you.
Interesting.
So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but that's definitely something that we need to have a conversation about. If you want to learn about the people who are coming to your website and figure out how to turn them into customers if they're not customers already.
Well, I think that's really great because it gives you so much information that you normally wouldn't have access to.
Right, right.
So the world of just print ads and signage is gone, and now you have so many ways to spot potential clients, reach
exactly.
out to them, contact them, find out what they're looking at, not looking at. There's
right.
so many different products and strategies that you have with ADX Digital yeah. that really makes a difference.
And obviously, they have an interest in your product or they wouldn't be coming to your website.
Right. So you're starting off with someone who's interested.
Right. Exactly.
Not like a cold sale kind
exactly.
of thing. Cold call, as they used to say.
But that's our newest product. It just launched last week.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get together and learn about it. But let's talk about some of the other products that we have. It's
okay.
first of the month. We like to talk about, you know, the basics of digital marketing and start talking about the products that we have that fill our arsenal.
Right.
That can fill your arsenal.
And as you're listening, if you have a question for Tasca, she'd be happy to answer that question. Just text it in at 850-437-1620.
Right.
So tell us about one of the products.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to start out with our most popular product and our most, the one that seems to get the best results. It seems to get the most activity going, and that is social mirror ads. And that is these are ads that look like a social media post or a video post
mm-hmm.
and appear, but they appear on websites and apps. They don't appear on the social platform. They
right.
appear out in the wild.
Okay.
They appear on websites and apps. They run across all devices and they use our targeting strategies. And, you know, we talked about the targeting strategies a couple weeks ago
mm-hmm.
and those are basically by using your behaviors, keywords, artificial intelligence,
right.
retargeting, and if you have a target list of addresses, we can use the custom audience matching.
Mm-hmm.
But social mirror—that's—it's obviously it's one of my favorites. You've heard me talk about it. I like the subliminal aspect of it because people see it. They immediately think for a second, oh, I'm looking at a Facebook ad or I'm
right.
looking at a TikTok ad. And there's interest there because of that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time they realize an ad, that it is an ad, the message is already in their brain. That's how
so
the subliminal thing works.
It's kind of aligned with the article that they're reading or looking
exactly,
at.
Exactly, exactly.
And I've seen those. I notice them now because now that I know what it is, I go, oh, there's one.
yeah. But it's going to look like that social media post.
Mm-hmm.
So for a split second, you're going to think you're on your social media page when you're actually reading an article elsewhere and you just see something that has that familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of our other most popular products is targeted display ads. Targeted display and the native ads, which are very similar, they use the same targeting strategies. Display ad is going to be a static ad that is pre-designed.
Mm-hmm.
The native ad is going to be the one that we give the elements to the ad exchange, and these ads are created in real time to have the look and the feel of the website that they're looking at or the app that they're looking at.
That's amazing to me, really. When you think about it.
It is amazing. And what's really cool about it is, I mean, it looks so much like it belongs in that article, on that website, on that app, that they even match the font. They match all the colors.
Wow.
The background colors. So, again, I love anything when we're talking about subliminal. I love that because that's what keeps your people, that's what keeps your prospects' attention longer than if they immediately see an ad and then immediately just move on to the next thing because they know it's an ad.
Right. So this is more subtle.
Right.
They kind of get pulled into it because it's usually related to what they're looking at.
Exactly. But keep in mind, too, whether or not they're going to glaze over that ad, 75% of consumers say they don't mind seeing ads if it's something that is relative to them at that point in time.
True.
True. If they're shopping for a car and you show a car ad, that there's more of an interest there than if they're not shopping for a car.
Yeah, of course. That makes perfect sense.
Right.
But I like that because that is, like you said, something I'm interested in. So
exactly.
I have been known to click on it and continue to read through the ad.
So have I. Okay, mobile conquesting.
Okay.
This is our program that is strictly, the ads are strictly shown on mobile phones, and that's using location-based demographic and behavioral targeting to reach consumers with display or video ads on their mobile device.
Okay.
And that is great, for, people especially that are out and about during the day and they're constantly on their phone. They take their phone with them into
And now
into
people have
Walmart
these watch
and
phones.
And into a restaurant or wherever.
Right?
Yeah, watch phones, that's right. So that is a great way to reach people, especially people that are outside their home all the time.
No, that's great. And that's called what again?
Mobile conquesting.
Mobile conquesting.
And that is the number one targeting strategy that we use with mobile conquesting is geofencing. And I know you've heard about geofencing. That is where we create or draw a virtual fence around a place where people gather.
Mm-hmm.
And we have reason to believe that a lot of people that are in that place that are gathered could be your prospect.
Right.
For example, if you are a restaurant and we may decide to target or to geofence restaurants or certain types of restaurants. And, the one thing is if they're in the restaurant, they're probably already eating, but you're going to try to catch them for next time.
Right. Of course.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But then if you've got a big ticket item, say you are one of the local hardware stores.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would you not geofence Lowe's and Home Depot?
Right.
I mean, maybe catch them before they make that purchase. If
That's
someone
true.
Walks into a restaurant, they've pretty much made the purchase. But if somebody walks into Lowe's or Home Depot, they may not be
right.
making that purchase immediately.
That makes sense.
They may be shopping around.
We're going to come back again and talk more about ADX Digital and some of the different products available to you and your business. If you have a question, just text it in, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Tasca King and Meg, keeping you busy on Monday, talking all about ADX Digital. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Talking with Tasca King. We were laughing. She's with ADX Digital. We were laughing about the commercial we just heard talking about groovy.
I know.
Being groovy. I haven't heard that term in a while.
I haven't either. I love it. I said, I want to hear Groovy Kind of Love by Phil Collins. I love that song.
Oh, I was talking about that Feeling Groovy song, too. The other one. That's what we got distracted.
I think those songs were about 20 years apart, weren't they? 25 years apart, maybe?
No. Just a couple years. Tasca, just a couple. All right, moving on.
Okay, well, let's talk about Amazon.
Yeah,
I love to talk about Amazon. We've got a great Amazon product, and it's called Amazon Premium, and that uses Amazon targeting data to reach people with your display, video, connected TV ads on Amazon.com and Amazon owned properties, including Twitch, thousands of other websites and apps that Amazon has partnered with across all devices.
Interesting.
And again, you're starting with the data that Amazon has collected first, but we're going to use elements from your business to find that perfect person for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and while we're speaking about Amazon, let's just jump over to video for a minute.
Okay.
This is another one of my favorite things. We've got Amazon Prime now, and that's priced the same as our regular connected TV, which we used to call over the top.
Right.
Now we call it CTV, connected TV. And again, that is where your ads are going to show on a television screen when someone is watching streaming programming with an ad-supported streamer.
And I've seen more of that lately, too. I've noticed over the weekend I was looking at something. I thought, oh, this is interesting. They're popping in with ads now.
Right. So. Well, and over on Prime, now we've had Prime for a long time.
Me too.
And we had it before it became ad-supported. And since it became ad-supported, at first you would only see the ads at the very beginning of a program, especially at the very beginning of a movie. But now you're starting to see some ads inside the programming.
That's true.
Which you were seeing on the other ad-supported options that are out there. But again, CTV is video programming transmitted via the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called connected TV. It's not on a traditional cable or broadcast TV. It's not satellite.
Right.
It's strictly coming over your internet.
It's streaming, essentially.
Streaming.
Things streamed.
15 or 30-second ads can stream within the content of any of the ad-supported streamers that are out there.
Okay.
Okay? And then we also, like I said, Prime is basically the same thing with Amazon Prime and Fire TV and all the Amazon-owned streamers.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some crossover between connected TV and Amazon, because a lot of the streamers that are on the Fire Stick if you go through Fire and you got some of those free streamers there, there's going to be some crossover there.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
And then we also have online video ads. That's using that same 15 or 30 second ad that plays during content that someone has clicked to watch and online, whether it's on a website or an app, across all devices. Some of these ads are skippable. Remember, in most cases, connected TV ads are not skippable.
Right, right.
And again, this uses your targeting strategy. So we're going to show this ad to people who we think are a good prospect for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the other example that I've mentioned in the past is, say you're watching, I'm trying to think of a show. Say you're watching 1923 on Paramount Plus, and I'm watching 1923 on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And their commercial break happens.
Right.
We're not going to see the same spots. We're not going to see the same commercials.
Really?
Right. Because the commercials you see are targeted to you and your online behaviors.
Wow.
And the commercials I see are going to be targeted to me and my online behaviors.
I did not know that. That's totally different.
So unlike watching, Grey's Anatomy on the local ABC affiliate, everybody sees the same commercial in each commercial, right? It's not like that with streaming.
That's fascinating. I didn't realize that, because I'm just thinking, like you said, I'm thinking it's like the television network.
Right.
It's totally different.
Yep, it's totally different.
Very smart.
Now, also, let's talk about social. I know we talked for a minute about social mirror ads.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our products where we utilize the content from a social media post, but we're not running it on social media. We do have several options where we can run content on social media. We have Facebook and Instagram ads. That's also called the Meta product, and that's showing your display or video ad across all devices on Facebook and Instagram, and using the Facebook advertising platform, and that uses the Facebook behaviors. It's a little bit different from our other behaviors because Facebook has a guidelines we have to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that we have is TikTok, and TikTok is a video sharing social platform that allows users to create and share short form videos on any topic.
Right.
And we can show your video or carousel ad within that.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
That is. And it's a high usership on that.
Especially if you want to reach a younger audience, TikTok's where you need to be. Okay, LinkedIn. That's using the largest professional network to reach people that you want to target. So if you want to target lawyers, if you're wanting to target business people, anything within the professional world, we will use their feed and on the Facebook audience. LinkedIn audience network, and of course, you can see that across all devices as well.
Okay,
So that's the social side.
Wow. All right. So we still have more to tell you about. So don't go away. This is Pep Talk. Tasca King is here talking about ADX Digital. Got a question? Go ahead and text it in. 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Tasca King is here talking about ADX Digital. Just a couple minutes left to kind of sum things up from this morning.
All right. Well, I'm just going to briefly go over two more of our products.
Okay.
The first one being online audio ads, and that's running ads that are like radio ads, but we're running them with online content such as Spotify or the different podcast capability or servers.
Right.
Guess. So if you want to reach people that listen to a lot of podcasts, you want to reach people that listen to music through the internet and through the different streaming services. We also have online audio.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to that, we have digital out of home. We've talked about that before. That is different ads that are shown out of home, such as on the billboards town. Or the TV, the little TV screens at the gas pumps.
Right.
There's a lot of different places that you see these video screens. Some are static and some are video.
You've seen them more and more, too, I've noticed.
So that's another option. And again, I want to mention again that if you want to learn about the people who are coming to your website, give us a call. Let's introduce you to Website Visitor ID. It's a brand new product, but you can learn so much about the people that are coming to your website and see how we can continue to target to them and try to convert them into customers for you.
Well, that's an invaluable tool. So if someone wants to connect with you and maybe just have you evaluate their business, see what products might work for them or what strategies.
Right.
Who would they contact and how do they get a hold of you?
They need to call us here at 850-262-6000 and ask to speak to Jeff Wayne. And he will then connect you with one of our digital experts who can come out and go over any or all of these products with you and figure out which one is the best for you with the best strategy, the best targeting strategies, the best way to reach your customer base, your perfect customer. We'll find that person for you.
That sounds great.
Or those people. And you don't want just one.
That's right.
Want
lots of people.
Exactly.
Lots of clients.
Exactly.
Or customers. So what's that number again?
850-262-6000. Again, you're going to ask for Jeff Wayne. And you can also get us at info@adxdigitaladvertising.com.
Okay. Is there a website, too, that folks can go to?
Not really. Well, there is, but it's best to call. You're not going to learn a whole lot on that website other than how to get in touch with us.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Call
so the
us.
Best thing to do is call. What's that number? One more time.
850-262-6000. And ask for Jeff.
And if you heard of something of interest to you this morning, you can also re-listen to the show today on our website at newsradio923.com. Click on podcast, click on Pensacola Expert Panel, click on ADX Digital, and you can take notes. And if anything appeals to you, just call them and they will get your business set up to bring in new clients. So have a great day.